And turning now to news from here at the Vatican this morning, as is traditional at the beginning of Lent, the Pope met with the priests and pastors of the Diocese of Rome. Reflecting on the year for priests, the Holy Father presided over Lectio Divina, during which he commented on some chapters from the letter to the Hebrews that make reference to the high priest. Susie Hodges reports.
The Pope's remarks to the priests came in the form of a Lectio Divina, and his reflections, taken from the letter to the Hebrews, were centered on what qualities are needed to be a good priest. The Holy Father said priests should be people of feeling, with a heart which is animated by a compassion for the world and its miseries. Priests, he added, should also act as a bridge or link between humanity and the divine. Pope Benedict was at pains to stress that stealing or lying cannot be justified as a human failing.
Ha mentito, è umano, ha rubato, è umano, ma questo non è il vero essere umano. Umano è
essere. The Pope explained that the attitude of remarks like this is not that of a true human being. He said to be human means to be generous, to want justice, because sin is not solidarity, but is always the absence of solidarity. Pope Benedict went on to say that a priest must be a human being with human virtues. We know, he said, that human beings are wounded by sin, but with the help of Christ they can escape from this darkening of their own nature.
È una parola che non piace.
Turning to the subject of obedience, the Pope acknowledged that this is not a popular word in our times, because nowadays obedience is seen as an alienation and a so-called servile attitude, or subjecting oneself to the will of another, while self-determination is described as the true human existence. However, the Pope said freedom and obedience are two things that go together, because obedience to God is true freedom. I'm Susie Hodges.